This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. Indiana University Northwest has a new chancellor. In fact, he is taking officially his job on August 1st. We are talking now with Professor Ken Iwama, who is come to IU Northwest, to the Gary campus, as the new chancellor for IU Northwest from a position in New York State, in fact, in New York City. Welcome to the region, Chancellor Iwama.
Thank you, Chris. And you know, interestingly, you're a familiar voice to me. You're probably one of the first voices from the Northwest region that I actually heard. When I was applying for this job and going through the search process, I inadvertently or accidentally or whatever had done a search and came across your broadcast talking to the search chair of the committee, and and towards the end they were mentioning my name, so it was a little surrealistic. So you and your show were probably one of my first introductions to the Northwest region, so I feel like I'm among familiar voices.
Well, if folks don't remember, that was back in February. That was pre-pandemic.
Pre-shutdown,
and that was when you and your other finalists had come to campus to meet with a number of people. It probably seemed like a cast of thousands, I'm sure.
It felt that way at some point.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that. And when you came up here to do the, I guess it's a very interesting way to do a job interview by committee, literally by committee. That had to be something of. Although I'm sure you've gone through it before because you've worked in other places. We should mention here at the outset that you've come to Northwest Indiana from, as we mentioned, from New York, from a position on the administration with the City University of New York College of Staten Island. And now, for anybody that knows New York City, knows about the boroughs, they probably know more about the Bronx and Brooklyn and Manhattan. They probably know about Staten Island, but probably figure it's unoccupied, uninhabited. But that's not the case, is it? There are a lot of people there. In fact, there's a university campus there, too.
Absolutely. And I'll talk about the process in a second, but since you mentioned Staten Island, when people mention New York City, I think everybody gravitates to what the Manhattan skyline and Times Square, because as visitors to New York City, that's where everyone gravitates. And now maybe some Brooklyn, parts of Brooklyn and Queens and Bronx, as they're starting to have their pockets of rejuvenation and development. But you're right, in terms of Staten Island, it has a history of being much different in terms of demographic, in terms of land, in terms of development than the rest of the cities. In fact, you know, one of the things that are somewhat similar between Staten Island and the Northwest region is that Staten Island is more of like a suburb. It used to be cows and farmland and horses, because the only way you could get to Staten Island from the other boroughs was by ferry before the Verrazano Bridge was built.
Yeah.
So it's still difficult to get to Staten Island. So it is really an island with an island. So I appreciate you pointing that out, because I think the misconception is whenever I say I work for the City University of New York, I came from New York City, they think I'm on Fifth Avenue somewhere with taxis and traffic. But really, it's more of a serene suburban part of the city that I come from.
I suppose that when you were up here in Northwest Indiana, along with the other finalists who had applied for the position of IU Northwest Chancellor and had a chance to talk with them, and they asked questions, of course, about your background, which we've kind of done in our conversation just now, but they probably bring up the fact, you know, well, you're probably used to all the noise and everything of New York City, certainly of the metro area, and say, what, you know, how are you going to be able to cope to get yourself acclimated to Northwest Indiana? What did you happen to tell them?
Well, the first thing I tell them is that, you know, I work in New York City. I work on Staten Island. But actually, I lived in the Jersey Shore, the New Jersey Shore.
Right.
And so I commuted every day into the city like many people from New Jersey. So I am a person who really was a shore kid, a Jersey Shore kid, grew up on the ocean. And it's a more laid-back atmosphere, and, you know, it's a place where everyone goes to vacation. So, you know, experiencing that and that type of lifestyle and that type of experience, you know, when I first took a look and saw and visited the South Shore of Lake Michigan, the Miller Beach and Ogden Dunes area, I can't tell you how at home I felt.
Mm-hmm.
if you look at Lake Michigan, which I'm not really that knowledgeable of the Great Lakes and the expanse of the lakes. And when I saw Lake Michigan, I said, well, you know, this looks like the Atlantic Ocean on a calm day.
Well, and you're not the first person. You're not the first person to mention that. When they get the first look at Lake Michigan from the shore, they look out there and all they see is water. And,
yeah, it was really amazing. Yeah. So my wife and I, and say, well, we already feel right at home, being, and it's fascinating, Chris, because, you know, when you look on the shore and you see Chicago, you know, now jump back to New Jersey and the shores of, in the Jersey Shore, and you see that same image of Manhattan. It is really uncanny, the similarities of being, you know, in the glow of one of the great cities of our nation, both in New York and in Chicago. So, again, the more I explored about the Northwest region, the more similarities I found between our areas, both in terms of location and feel and in terms of people as well, too.
One of the previous experiences in higher education actually was before higher education. It was working as a counsel for a Jersey school board, and I'm sure that you had that was your opportunity to learn something about local politics and certainly about local education. And do you think that there is a lot that you can apply to that over time and right now to taking over as IU Northwest Chancellor?
Well, you know, my experience in pre-K through 12 education, and you're right, there perhaps, especially in the Northeast, I don't know as much in the Northwest region yet, I will, but, school boards and public education in New York, New Jersey are some of the most political creatures that you could imagine, bureaucratic and political. So I did learn, I cut my teeth in that environment, learning about how bureaucracies and politics and how to navigate that landscape to, at the end of the day, benefit the students, which is why I'm chancellor here at IU Northwest. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, we talk about parallels. You know, the school district I work for, which was the Jersey City Public School District, the second largest school district in the state of New Jersey. At one time, we had a close to 40,000 students, 6,000 employees. It was a massive, massive organization. And but we had the dubious distinction before I came to Jersey City as being the first school district in the nation to be taken over by the state. And mm-hmm. I know there are some really parallels here for the Gary school system as well, too.
That's
so
right.
I am well versed in that dynamic as well, too, in terms of struggling schools and the resources they need to succeed and that integration into higher education as well, too. So I think my experience is well suited for all the dynamics that I'll face in the Northwest region.
When you were up here for your interview and your visit with the other finalists and talking with the committee that was doing the interviewing at the time, I'm sure they wanted to know what your expectations for IU Northwest were. And even though you were just familiar briefly at the time with the system, what did you tell them that you wanted to do if you would be chancellor? Now that you are chancellor of IU Northwest, what are your intentions, even though the coronavirus pandemic is still locking things down for the most part. What do you still hope to be able to do as the new leader at IU Northwest?
Well, you know, first of all, I do have to put a shout out and a thank you to, Chancellor Lowe, William Lowe, who has guided, with his steady hand, guided the campus for over a decade, and as well as the faculty, staff, and students who have really created this incredible foundation, this credible academic foundation at IU Northwest. And immediately that was one of the attractions that I had to IU Northwest in deciding whether to apply here. But in terms of what I see is in terms of visioning and possible accomplishments that we can make together, you know, when I look at a university and a higher education institution, I look for, first of all, their core academic excellence. And at IU Northwest, we have that. We have the great faculty, their research scholarship, their performing and creative arts. It's there. So as part of that foundation, I was excited to see the incredible intellectual capacity of IU Northwest. The second aspect of what I think the incredible plus value of higher education institutions is taking that energy and then integrating it with the community. And so I know we already have a robust community engagement at Indiana University Northwest. But I have to tell you, I come from a background, and what I've accomplished at the College of Staten Island is really taking that core academic energy of faculty, staff, and students, and really creating these reciprocal partnerships with our community. That, you know, that old term, you know, with the tide, all boats rise. Well, you know, if you pick the right partners and the right collaborations, you know, whatever you bring out to the community comes back to the university tenfold. And that has been my experience at the College of Staten Island. Many of the things that we have done at the College of Staten Island have brought actually millions of dollars back to the community from the state and from federal resources. So I am looking to be able to tap this energy to organically find those connections and collaborations with our community partners and really just help everyone in the process, and I'm excited to do that.
Now, I know that the fall semester 2020 for IU Northwest is going to get underway on August 24th, and I guess I have to ask, are you ready for the combination of in-person, face-to-face, and virtual and online coursework that the students who come back to the Gary campus in one way or another will be facing?
Well, you know, it's been a strange transition in a good way. As you know, as you had mentioned at the onset of this interview, that I take effect in terms of my role August 1st, which is a Saturday, and really roll up my sleeves and really start getting into work August 3rd, which is on Monday. But and I say this has been an odd transition, but a helpful one. It's been unique. In normal times, when you're a chancellor or president taking over a new position, right? You being from out of the state, I probably would have flown in a couple of times and met with the staff, and that would have been it. And then August 3rd, I would have jumped in and had to learn everything. The strange dynamic about coronavirus and everything now being virtual is that has actually helped me in terms of my transition. I've had over about 100 meetings, both with colleagues in IU Bloomington, as well as locally here with my new colleagues at Indiana University Northwest with Chancellor Lowe. So normally, where I may have just met people once, I've had multiple biweekly meetings with everyone. So I feel much more prepared, actually, stepping into this role on August 1st. So now getting back to your original question about the coronavirus and our preparations, I've been involved with the last month or two in all the discussions about, returning to fall semester during the time of the coronavirus and this public health pandemic. And so I have to tell you, IU Northwest has done a remarkable job in preparing the campus and its students for reentry and restart. I've been able to participate in many of the restart committees and many of the town halls that to answer questions both the faculty, staff, and students have about returning and preparation for returning. And I just have to look at the numbers, Chris. We have 41% of our classes are completely online, right? Mm-hmm. Meeting the needs of social distancing. And we also have another 49% of our classes, which are some version of online. It's more of a hybrid model. So between the two modalities, you know, we're probably 90% some type of online. So that's how quickly IU Northwest, its faculty, staff, and students have been able to transition to a new type of fall semester. And so it's a credit to the people that are here.
Well, Chancellor Iwama, I have to ask this question as we kind of wrap things up for this conversation, which we hope is just the start of many. When you came in to talk with your boss, President McRobbie, did you get to do it in Gary, or did you have to travel down to Bloomington to do it? And what did you talk about? What did he ask of you?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that too, because I made it just under the deadlines regarding the coronavirus sheltering in Indiana. So mm-hmm. Fortunately, I was able to have a fully personalized experience. And if we have a little time, let me get back. This kind of harkens back to your original question about the process. You know, when I first came for my airport interview, they called it an airport, and I think Susan Scalmi-Giasecki had spoken to an interview about the process. And,
yes.
You know, our first interview is always at the in Chicago O'Hare Airport. You don't even get to visit the campus. So actually what I did is I rented a car before that interview, and I felt it was necessary to visit the campus. I was in to visit Gary and to drive around Gary in the Northwest region, because how do you apply for a job and with a straight face and say you want to be the leader of this institution if you haven't even visited the community? So the day I flew in, the day before, I walked around campus anonymously. I drove around the Gary area and a little bit around the surrounding Northwest region, so I get a feel of the locality and the community. And then, like you said, right after that, I actually got to come to campus, you know, not virtually, in person, before all the lockdowns happened, and like you said, meet these marathon sessions, which, you know, I think I had over 14 meetings with campus members in the community in a span of 2 days. So it was exhausting but exhilarating at the same time. So then I was able to come back, and to follow up your question about meeting President McRobbie, I was actually able to have those in-person meetings with my colleagues in IU Bloomington, and certainly one of the final meetings with President McRobbie. And if I could characterize that meeting, it's really talking his really explaining to me really the elevation, the resurgence of the regional campuses, right? And the importance that they play within Indiana University. So, you know, everybody knows about IU Bloomington, IU PUI, but the regional campuses have really been able to establish their identity in terms of how they service each local region, and that was music to my ears, because, you know, part of the, when I see about you know, the billboard saying, you know, this is the region's university, Indiana University Northwest, that harkens back to my work at higher education, which is really establishing universities and anchor institutions, supporting their regional communities, you know, both in terms of socioeconomic, in terms of jobs, in terms of procurement, in terms of being a place where students can change their lives, and where they could be performing in cultural arts centers. So all of the things that President McRobbie was saying to me about where we have come in terms of the regional campuses and where we are going, again, that aligned exactly with my skill set and what I want to do and continue to do at Indiana University Northwest.
Kenny Walla is the new chancellor for IU Northwest. He officially starts his job this weekend, but in turn he will start his job in the office on campus on Monday. And Chancellor Iwama, thank you for spending your time with us. Welcome to the region. Welcome to Lakeshore Public Radio. And thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Chris, and thanks for the welcome.
You're listening to Regionally Speaking on listener-supported Lakeshore Public Radio.